take your Bibles, please, turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7. Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, we'll read verses 1 through 5, and we'll read this passage responsively. A good name is better than precious ointment in the day of death than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. The heart of the wise in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. And let's finish on verse 5 together. Ready? It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much. Lord, more's happened on this property in just one day than most churches may see in a year. May we not take it for granted that your Holy Spirit is here. Father, we love you. We're so thankful for those that were saved and those that were baptized and lives that were changed this morning. Now, Father, please, we need you tonight. America is sinking quickly through her music. Fill our preacher with your power, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
I started on June the 27th on a Sunday morning, and I taught you that God divides us into what I call some different biblical classifications. We started just learning about those three categories that morning, and then that night we talked about the first of three lessons called the Song of the Fool. Last week we had lesson number two. Tonight we'll have lesson number three. It is not my intention to preach on this again next Sunday night. But our music in our country is filthy today. It's filthy. Music is a spiritual thermometer. You show me the music in your home, I'll show you the spirituality of your home. You show me the music in your church, I'll show you the spirituality of your church. You show me what kind of music a young person's listened to, I'll guarantee you that that has something to do with the spiritual mess that they're in. Music is a good thermometer of morality. You look at the immorality of our day and then look at the immoral music that is everywhere, and music is an indicator, if you will. The term rock music, for instance, it's back in the 50s, 60s, it was actually coined by a disc jockey. It was a ghetto expression for sex. Now, you think about it for a second. The word rock and roll. You don't have to be real bright to figure that out. Now, if you could, maybe you could explain to me about Christian rock and roll. Just in the title, Christian rock and roll. That's brilliant. And so when a teenager says to me, well, what's wrong with Christian rock and roll? Well, what's wrong with Christian sex out of marriage? You tell me. I don't know the name of this church or anything. But when I came into town the first time, somebody told me, he said, you heard of the rock and roll church? Excuse me? Rock and roll church? I've got a problem with that. I've got a problem with that. We found a verse here in the Bible. It's still there, thank God, in the King James Bible. Someone will come along and change it someday, though. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse number 5, the Bible says, it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. Now, here in this passage of Scripture, God mentions two different kinds of people. Notice it. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise. Now, there's a person called a wise person. And it goes on to say, than for a man to hear the song of fools. That means they're foolish people. So there's wise people and there's foolish people. Now, there's another category of people I'd like to describe to you tonight. That third kind is a simple person. But I very briefly want to remind you of what we studied from the Bible. And those of you that were not here, I'd highly recommend You get the other three tapes, tonight being the fourth lesson on this. But I want to remind you of what we've said thus far. Let me describe these three people to you. We'll start with the wise person. Now, the wise person is somebody that wants to live according to the Bible. They seek Bible principles to live and Bible truths to live, and when they find them, they live them. You're not wise just because you know the Bible. You're wise because you know the Bible and you live the Bible. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:8, the wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. Here the Bible says that if you're wise in heart, you will receive commandments. That word receive there is almost like someone that catches a ball for the bush. Throw that songbook to me. I caught it. He threw the songbook to me, and a good receiver knows once you grab it, you chuck it and you run. You pull it in tight to you. And God is saying if you're wise, when God throws one of His commandments or truths to you, you grab it, you tuck it deep inside yourself, and you run with it in your life. That's why you're wise if you receive the commandments of God. The Bible says in Proverbs 8:33, hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. A wise person hears instruction, and they don't only hear it, they live it. Proverbs 1:5 says, a wise man will hear and will increase in learning. Now, remember, there's a wise person, and that wise person is somebody that wants to live the Bible. They seek the Bible. When they're taught a truth, when they're taught a principle, when they're taught a verse, they not only put it in their brain, they put it into their life, and they live it. One of the big problems in churches today is we have all sorts of people that know the Bible but don't live the Bible. They know the Bible, but they don't live the Bible. We're spiritually educated beyond our desire to perform. We don't want to live what it says. And so that's the wise person. Now, I'll go to another category, if I can, the simple person. Now, this is somebody that I don't think they know all about right and wrong. The simple person, if they do right, I do not think it is because they knew to do right. They just kind of happened on to it. But if they do wrong, I don't think the simple person is necessarily a rebellious person. I think the simple person, if they do right or wrong, it's not because they know the Bible says to or says not to. They're almost like a clean piece of paper. Nothing's been written on it. It's not been folded or creased. They're just waiting for someone to put an impression upon them. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 130, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Well, it gives understanding to the simple, which means the simple, they do not have understanding. They don't know. The Bible says in Proverbs 14:15, the simple believeth every word. Now, what does that mean? Usually the simple person believes the last thing that they heard. They believe every word. I told you, I thought when I was going to raise my kids, I thought, you know, children, they don't know. You have to teach them things. I was going to teach my son that his nose was a banana. You say, why? I just thought it would be a lot of fun. That's why God gave us kids, to have fun with them. And if you taught your child their nose was a banana, I don't see why they wouldn't believe it. They don't know the difference. They've never been told. I can just see my boy going to school saying to the teacher, I need to blow my banana. And everybody would laugh. And he would just be merely saying what he had been taught because it was the last thing that he heard. And so, the simple person, they don't know what necessarily all about right and all about wrong. They believe the last thing they heard. You see, they don't know exactly what the Bible says. The Bible says this. It says in Proverbs 8:5, O ye simple ones, understand wisdom. Here the Bible says that a simple person needs to get wisdom. Why? Well, so they could become wise. They don't have wisdom like they need it. So, you have the wise person. That's somebody that's seeking the Bible. They want to live the Bible. When they find Bible truth, they live that Bible truth. Then you have the simple person. They're going through life. They don't know all about right and wrong. They've not been taught the Bible. They've not necessarily rejected it. They've not necessarily accepted it. They don't know. Then you come to the third, the fool. This person rejects. They hate. They'll even run from doing what the Bible says. They've heard what the Bible says, and they're saying no to the Bible. Fools choose not to do right. They will even despise the doing right, and they will despise someone that tries to get them to do right. Here, Proverbs 17, verse 16, it says, "Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it?" What that is saying is, if you could buy wisdom, the fool thinks that wisdom is of no value. If I said, "I'll sell you a bucket load of wisdom for a penny," a fool would say, "Why would I want wisdom? I don't care about wisdom. I would not pay a penny for it." There, if there were a price for wisdom, the fool hath no heart to it. He doesn't want it. It is not valuable to him. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:9, "Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the words of thy wisdom." What that means is, when you come in one-on-one contact and you realize somebody's a truth rejecter, it would be a better investment for you to go find a truth acceptor or go find a simple person, but don't stand and argue the truth of God with a fool. It's a bad investment of your time. You say, why? The Bible says they will despise the words of thy wisdom. You're going to find something out before we get out of here tonight. If you sit there and you despise the truth of the Word of God, you have labeled yourself as a fool. A fool. A fool. You say, "You calling me a fool?" No, you'll call yourself a fool by despising the words of God's wisdom. The Bible says about this fool, it says that in Proverbs 15:7, "The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doth not so." The Bible's saying here that someone is a fool, they do not disperse knowledge. What they say is not really worth hearing. What they say is not worth listening to. You see, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And if you are foolish in heart, then foolish words will come out of your mouth. And God said, a wise man, he disperses knowledge. And it's not talking about 2 + 2 = 4. It's talking about biblical knowledge. It's talking about the knowledge of God. And then it says, the fool does not. The fool does not. He does not have anything much to offer you. Now listen to this verse. In Psalm 14, verse number 1, the Bible says this, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." The fool says in his heart, there is no God. Now let me ask you a question. Is there a God? Yes or no? Is there a God? Yes or no? Yes, there is. So if the fool says in his heart, there is no God, he is actually saying no to the God that is. He's just, hey, God is there. Just because you say I don't believe it, that doesn't change it. If I had a gun right now, and I held it up to Brother Bajan's head, I said, "Brother Bajan, I have a gun. If I pull the trigger, you'll be dead." And he said, "I sincerely don't believe it." Guess what? When I pull the trigger, he'll be sincerely dead. All the sincerity in the world does not change the truth. And the truth is, there is a God. And the fool says, no God. There is no God. He is saying no to the God that is. Hey, the fool says, no God, you won't control me. No God, you won't control my life. No God, you'll not control my body. No God, you'll not control my mind. Now, each person here tonight, you fit into one of these three categories. Are you wise? Are you simple? Are you foolish? And especially the question is about the music that you listen to. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse number 5, what an interesting verse. "It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools." First of all, God is telling me as a preacher that I should rebuke you if you're listening to the song of fools. So when I get a little wild and tough about this thing, I'm merely obeying the Bible. Because the Bible says you are better off to hear the rebuke of the wise than to hear the song of fools. This verse tells us that these people called fools, they create music, or they produce music. You realize that there are people called fools that actually put music out. These no God people, these despisers, these rejectors, these people that don't want the things of God. We call it rock and roll. God calls it the Song of Fools. Somebody said to me one time, why don't you just show me in the Bible where it talks about rock and roll? Well, it doesn't talk about rock and roll. God calls it something different. Just because God doesn't call it what we call it doesn't mean that it's not in the Bible. God describes it very easily. I mean, nowhere in the Bible does it say you should not pick out your mother-in-law's eyeball with an ice pick. But I've got a feeling that the concept in there somewhere, it tells us not to do that. We call it rock and roll. God calls it the song of the fool. We call it rap. God calls it the song of the fool. We call it country. God calls it the song of the fool. We call it soul. God calls it the song of the fool. We call it Christian rock. God calls it the song of the fool. We call it new age or contemporary. God calls it the song of the fool. Now, let's get into the Bible and study this a little bit. And so you all know, on Wednesday nights, we do some Bible studies. We've done one on prayer, and we did one on reading the Bible and soul winning. Right now, we're talking about money some. There's coming a day when on Wednesday nights for about 30, 40 weeks in a row, I'm going to teach you what the Bible says about music, starting in the book of Genesis, going all the way through the book of Revelation. This is just a little glimpse of what we will study. But let's find out. These people called fools, they produce music. And if we could figure out the behavior of, the thought process of the fool, we could figure out something about the fool's music. And that's what we need to know. Now, I've already taught a couple lessons on it. Let me again bring you up to date. The Bible teaches us that one who sings the song of fools, they will think that sin is humorous. Proverbs 14:9 says, fools make mock at sin. Fools make mock at sin. Then one who sings a song of fools cause their parents sorrow. Proverbs 17:25, a foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bear him. All I have to do is say, I wonder how many young people fuss with their mom and dad about the wrong kind of music in their home. Right there's the proof. Somehow you're listening to the fool's music. That's why you're fussing with mom and dad. And I'll tell you something else. There ought to be some moms and dads fussing about the wrong kind of music instead of listening to it with your kids. Number three, one who sings a song of fools are wild and destructive. Proverbs 17:12. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. Number four, we said one who sings a song of fools are mainly interested in themselves. Proverbs 14:3. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. Hey, I've got this, somebody turn this in to me. I keep on getting donations to the cause. People keep getting right with God and keep giving me these filthy illustrations. Somebody got me the album that I mentioned. It's called Black Sabbath, we sold our soul for rock and roll. Now, you just think about it for a second. First of all, the Sabbath is not supposed to be black. But secondly, we sold our soul for rock and roll. We sold our soul for sex. We sold our soul for the rock and roll and the content of all the filth of rock and roll. What are you talking about? Hey, that's pretty arrogant. That's pretty cocky. Well, the Bible says, in the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. If you have that kind of music, you're a nut. You're crazy. Won't you get yourself right with God? And you call yourself Christian? Number five, one who sings a song of fools make a sport of sin. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:23, it is as a sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. I think I do. Well, There's a group out, and I'll probably find them in a little while, and the name of the group is Danzing. Here it is. D-A-N-Z-I-N-G, and I've got to get these glasses out or I'm not going to be able to see it. Listen to this. This is a CD, and the title's on it. Long Way Back from Hell. Snakes of Christ. Tired of being alive. Devil plaything. Pain in the world. Dancing to Lucifuge. What filth. What filth. But see, the one who sings a song of fools, they make a sport of sin. They think sin's funny. That kind of trash. If you've got that around your home, and some of you do. So that's what you listen to. You listen to that filth. You wonder why you have a drug problem. You wonder why you have an alcohol problem. You wonder why you have a morality problem. You wonder why you have a self-control problem. You wonder why you drag yourself into church so rarely. You're involved in some of the filthiest. Listen, God's not for that, and you know better. Well, let's go on. Let's get on to the new material. Number six, one who sings the song of fools translate good into bad. Listen to this. Proverbs 26, verse 7, the Bible says, the legs of the lame are not equal, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. The Bible's saying a lame person, their legs may be twisted. They're not equal. And a parable in the mouth of fools, they twist the words. A parable means words. It's a saying. A fool twists words. Hey, there used to be a group out. They may still be out for all I know. They're called Twisted Sister. Well, if that doesn't fit that principle, for sure, well, what does a fool do? A fool takes words of wisdom and twists them. That's why some of you better be careful. Some of the contemporary music you're listening to and some of the so-called religious music you're listening to, as they don't use the King James Bible, have no interest in it. You just check up on your group and see if they don't twist the words of God. You see if they're soul winners. You see if they stand by the doctrines of that book. You see if they believe the King James Bible, or are they corrupt to the core? They twist the things of God. Proverbs 26:9, as a thorn goeth up into the hand of the drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. You see, a fool, he goes to speak a parable and he'll misuse it. And if you teach him the truth, he's numb to it. A drunk, when they get a thorn, they don't feel the pain of it. And a fool will be numb to the pain of the perversion of the truth that he speaks. Maybe it is. Maybe this fool is someone that takes the music that was created by God and for God, and they use it for themselves. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11 says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Let me explain something to you. I can prove it dogmatically with the Word of God. Music was not created for you. Music was created for God. You can go back to Job chapter 38 and you'll find out that music was around before man was ever created. It was created for God's pleasure, and then you may listen in. But I got news for you. Say, I'm going to listen to what I like. You better listen to what God likes. And a fool takes what God created for himself and misuses it and abuses it and twists it. That's why here at this church we'll have old-time gospel singing, old-time gospel quartets, old-time gospel congregational songs. We're not going to have the new contemporary trashy rock and roll. There won't be a rock and roll band here. Electric guitars and women stand up here with tight breeches, men with long hair and earrings. That's not going to happen here because our music is not for us. It's for God, and you may enjoy it along with God. You see, the Bible says that one who sings a song of fools, they translate good into bad. They take their lips that were created by God to praise God, and they sing what they want. They do what they want. I've got a couple of CDs here. Here's one that's by a group called... It's called Poison. Poison. They translate good things into bad. Here's an actual song on this thing. It's called Bad to Be Good. Now, if your kids are listening to that, we're trying to tell them it is bad to be bad, and it's good to be good, but the music said it's bad to be good. Well, young people, you listen to me. The rock and rollers are lying, and that kind of trash is out of hell. It is good to be good. It is good to be good. It is good to be good. It's not bad to be good. Here's one by this group called Danzing, D-A-N-Z-I-N-G. I'm not shocked. You see, they twist good things if they're foolish. And here's a song called Twist of Cain. I'm not shocked that's in there. Here's another one. Am I Demon? Or how about Evil Thing? If you have that music in your home, it's of the occult. That's bad music. Hey, get this. Here's Conway Twitty. Country music that's not biblical, it's just like rock and roll music that's not biblical. You see, what a fool does is takes good things and twist them to mean something other than what God intended them to mean. That's just like you listen to every one of your country artists as they're flinging themselves around on a platform singing about love. Now you tell me, are they talking about the love of the Bible? They're talking about the same kind of love rock and roll's talking about, and you know it. You know it. You know what they're talking about. Old Conway, I've got a CD of his here, Conway Twitty's 20 Greatest Hits, and he's got a song on here said, I can't believe she gives it all to me. And what do you think they're talking about? A cup of coffee? Hey, you that we're all excited about me preaching against rock and roll, some of you gray hairs, some of you 40 and 50 year olds. You say, well, brother, oh, listen, I can't believe she gives it all to me. Now, is he talking about his wife? Because I'm going to guess his wife would do that. She's supposed to. He's not talking about his wife. He's talking about the thing that God calls love, but the country musicians pervert and turn into trash. That's what he's talking about. Christian rock. So they said, well, we're trying to pull God down to man's level. God's not coming down. God is not to come down to man's level. Man is to go up to God's level. That's how it's supposed to be. And so one who sings the song of fools, they translate good into bad. Number next, one who sings the song of fools, they're deceitful. The word deceitful means they're liars. Proverbs 14:8, the Bible says, the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. They'll tell you the opposite of what God wants you to hear. A man who sings a song of fools, he's dependent on his deception. He earns his living off of somebody else's losses. Proverbs 1 verse 18 and 19. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privately for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owner thereof. They actually earn their living off of lying and doing wrong. You know that Jesus is the truth, and if your music does not match up with that book, it's the wrong kind of music. It's the song of the fool. It's full of deceitfulness. I've got some CDs here. Let's see. This is a group called Pantera. Pantera. Listen to this. This is the name of this song. It's called Good Friendship and a Bottle of Pills. Now, is that deceitful? Friends get high together. That's what they're saying. And you know, you're not a real friend if you're getting high together. That's not friendship. Friendship is not getting high together. Are you listening to me? Friendship is not doing wrong together. Friendship and a bottle of pills? Come on. What is that? That's the twisting of truth. Friends don't get high with one another. Friends don't get drunk together, and friends don't have sex together unless they're married. Hey, let's get in. Let's try this one. Lone Star. Hey, country boy. Lone Star. Here's a song on here that's called Cheater Road. Cheater Road. How are we getting a pickup truck, go out, find somebody else's wife and cheat? You say that rock and roll is filthy. That country right there is filthy. It is as wrong to wear cowboy boots when you're going to bed with somebody else's wife as it is to be a long-haired, black robe-wearing, earring, and a necklace-wearing man. Let's talk about Elvis. Elvis has left the building. Huh, Elvis. Here's Elvis's gold records. Here's one called Crying in the Chapel. I am so glad that he brought God into this. Aren't you? I mean, he did die of a drug overdose. He was one of the biggest whoremongers that ever hit rock and roll. You all do know that, right? But he's crying in the chapel. Over what? Well, maybe he's crying over... here's another one called Witchcraft. Will the real Elvis please stand up? Which are you, Elvis? Are you Amazing Grace? Are you Witchcraft? He is whichever made him money. That's whichever one he was. You see, one who sings a song of fools are deceitful. Psalm 41, verse 1 and 2 says, "Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth." All they're doing is making money. Are they considering the poor? No, what they really want is your money. What they really want is your worship. What they really want is the glory. You know, deceitfulness. That's what the Bible says. Listen to the verse. It says, "The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit." And if you're sitting there right now, and you're saying, "You've made me mad." Well, you can't be wise. You're no longer simple. Because it's when I tell you Elvis Presley singing about witchcraft is of the devil and you don't like it, you're not mad at me, babe. You're mad at God. It's not me. All I did was tell you the truth. All I did was tell you the truth. But he's the king. Jesus is the king. Jesus is the king. And probably in Elvis's earlier days, I believe he was saved. I talked to a man that witnessed to him, and Elvis gave the plan of salvation back, said he's saved. But he got so backslidden and far away from God, he perverted everything that God gave him. He used those hips that should have been used to walk around and tell people about Jesus Christ, and he used them to rock and roll. Deceitfulness. There was a song that came out called "Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds." How many of you remember it? Lucy and said, "Come on, you cowards, raise your hands." Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Lucy, L, in the sky, S, diamonds, D, L, S, D, a form of acid. It's about drugs. You thought it was some diamonds up in the sky and a lady named Lucy enjoying it. I'm sorry, it's not what it was. Beatles used to sing a song called "Strawberry Fields Are Forever." It's about strawberry barrel acid. You take the group called Kiss. K-I-S-S, or those Z's at the end, the inverted dagger S's, which stand for knights or kings in Satan's service. What is it? It's deceitfulness. There's a rock and roll slang, virtually passwords that they use. They when something's good, they call it bad. You know what the word hot means? Not cold. But that's not what they mean. And you know it, and so do I. Hey, let me give you some advice. We got all sorts of new people coming to our church. If your children are blatantly and publicly listening to rock and roll music, our school's not the one for you. We're going to bring the hammer down. It's a Christian school. It's a Christian school. So if you are approving of your kids listening to rock and roll, Christian rock and roll, if they're listening to country music in your home, you might as well find you a Christian school where the pastor's got his little tail between his legs and he's more interested in building a big school than having a holy school, because that's not how it's going to be around here. That's not how it's going to be around here. You know, there are some of you, you read it all over your face. Man, when you start sucking wind, you have got to practice in the mirror not letting me know I've got the coon freed. Honey, you need to hide it. You say, "Why?" I'll go around the block and ring the ever-loving bell one more time just to see that snarl on your face. The Bible says one who sings a song of fools work at proclaiming their filthiness. Proverbs 12, verse 23, the Bible says, "A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of the foolish proclaimeth foolishness." You know, I think if I were laughing at sin, hurting my parents, I was wild and destructive, only interested in myself, living off of sin, making bad of good, and I was a liar, I wouldn't want everybody to know. I've got a few CDs here. Here's one by Marilyn Manson. Marilyn Manson. Here's a song called "Cake and Sodomy." Hey, queer, that's your music. You listen to that? Are you queer? You like songs about being queer? This is why people want to flatten the tires of my truck. But I got a man in my church that owns a Goodyear company. You just keep flattening them. We'll keep on replacing. You won't scare me. I walked over bigger women than you to get to a fight. Here's one by Bob Zombie called Hellbilly Deluxe. Perversion and Rosa Whore. Boy, they just proclaim their filth. See, they're truth rejectors, and they want everybody to know it. They proclaim it. They're rock and rollers and proud. They're rappers and proud. They advertise, and they're proud of what they are. They want to be famous for sin. Very little musical content in most of that trash. Mainly, by the way, so you know, they pick the music that best transports the message. Number 9, I've got to hurry. Number 9, one who sings a song of fools often have uncontrolled tempers. Proverbs 12:16 says, a fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth his shame. There used to be a group out, Van Halen. I think they're still popular. Are they, Brother Bush? Okay. There's a group called Van Halen. They had a song that was very popular back when I was in school called Vigilante Man. You take your rap music and all the cop-killing rebellion music. Matter of fact, how mad are you right now? I'm comfortable. Brother Aaron, I may need a bouncer to get me to the car tonight. Always fights at concerts, fighting with your parents, fighting with the Holy Spirit's conviction. I wonder how many of you are ready for me to move on and get off this subject. You want a series on love starting next week because that's about all you can take. Are you mad right now? Could be a bad sign. Proverbs 14:17. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. He said, now, brother, I wasn't mad that first night. That's good. You're not soon angry. There's some people here tonight. This is the first time they've heard it. They're mad already. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. Let's see. Here's one. I've got a whole stack right here. Praise the Lord. Here's a group called Pump. I'm sorry. Here's this song on this CD called Pump called Don't Get Mad, Get Even. Sound like somebody's got a problem?
Yes, sir.
Anger problem, temper problem, self-control problem. Another song on here called Young Lust. Here's one called Cypress Hill. A song on here called Kill a Man. Here's one called Stoned is the Way to Walk. Here's one called Hill. I can't spell the next word, but it's a word that we use for dung. Proverbs 14:16 says, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but fools rage and they're confident. They're confident. They're confident with their music. The people who tear up our buses around here, I'll guarantee you they listen to the Song of the Fool. You find out who writes on our bathroom walls in our church. You find out we've had somebody come out and vandalize our playground equipment. I'll guarantee you what kind of music they listen to. It's violent. It's hateful music. Hey, I found the verse in the Bible the other day. I like to find one every once in a while. Psalm 69, verse 12, talks about the song of the drunkard. The song of the drunkard. Let's see. Here's some country music for you. Travis Tritt, T-R-I-T-T. How many of you listen to him? Thank you, man. Travis, boy, he got him a nice beard and long little kind of sissy hair in the back, and he probably got him some cowboy boots on, and you say you against cowboy boots, not when they're on a real cowboy. Travis here, he has a song on here called The Whiskey Ain't Working. Must have married him an ugly wife. If you listen to that, you're not right with God. You're listening to the Song of the Fool. Then he has the audacity to have one on here called Bible Belt. He can sing about Bible Belt and whiskey all in the same CD, and you say, well, he must love God, yeah, but which God? Let's see, here's Garth Brooks. And a song called Long Neck Bottle. Here's David Lee Murphy. Got a song on here called Party Crowd and Dust Off the Bottle. That's called The Song of the Drunkard. Here's one by Brooks and Dunn called Brand New Whiskey. And because you heard them sing Amazing Grace once, you think they're real and they're phony, and that's trash. Some of you are in shock. Brother Ewan, what was one of those things you were advising us to buy, those things that they keep at the hospitals when people have a heart attack, you shock them to bring them back to life? A defibrillator, is that what it's called? But you told me to get one. I'm going to regret it. Hey, you'll like this. Here's Marilyn Manson, a song called Disposable Teens. Mom, who lets your daughter listen to rock and roll? Your daughter is a disposable. Here's one called Burning Flag. And then, thank God, old Marilyn came around and put something on here for you Jesus freaks. One called Born Again. I'm grateful. I trust her now, don't you, Brother Jones? Shoot. All we got to do is mention Jesus one time, and you think somehow that it's okay. I think they seen you coming, didn't they? Sucker.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
We've got to move on. Hey, check to see what kind of music murderers listen to. Same kind you let your kids listen to? Same kind of thing you listen to? See what kind of music rapists listen to. And bank robbers. And gang members. And wife beaters. And drunks. The Bible says drunks listen to the wrong kind of music. A fool's song, the Bible says, will have contention in it. Proverbs 18:7. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. You see, what does it mean? They buck authority. If God says do this, they say do something opposite. God says wear this, they say no, wear something opposite. God says don't go there, they say go there. The government says that's illegal, they say then we're going to do it. They want contention with authority. Here's a couple of CDs. Here's one, it's by a group called The Union Underground, An Education in Rebellion. Huh. Here's one called Revolution Man. What is it? People bucking authority. Here's one called Trip with Jesus. How about it, druggie? You understand what trip means, right? Get high with Jesus. You sit around, you're half high and freaked out. Everybody begins to talk about God and you think you have a deeper experience. You're full of prunes. It's wrong. It's sinful. Bitterness. Another song. Here's one, another by Pantera. A song called Hellbound. Boy, that's the biggest truth I've heard all night from Pantera. They are. Here's one called Revolution Is My Name. Here's Guns N' Roses. You know what the name of the CD is? Appetite for Destruction. They buck authority, buck dad's authority, mom's authority, teacher's authority, parental authority. I'll tell you how we can clean the public schools up. Let's just have a principal get up and do what I've done. I am the president of Martinsburg Christian Academy. But they won't. They can't. Well, I can. Christians are instructed to separate from the fools. Hey, you like Jennifer Lopez? I don't think I should. I shared this with one of my men earlier. He said, you're not going to read those lyrics, are you? You a Jennifer Lopez fan? Here's a song called I'm Real. It says both what's the M-O-T-H-E-R-F and I'm not going to spell the rest of it, rule, blowing back on the Mary Jane, that's marijuana. I'm amazed at the game, and the game done chose me, bring pain to my, she talks about her private parts, nagging at my private parts, they're one and the same. I get every third or fourth word. You got to hear the lyrics in here. I left a bunch of Garth Brooks stuff about drinking in my office. Mrs. Owens wanted to listen to it later. No. Amen. So, listen, Christians are instructed to separate from fools. That's what the Bible says. Some of you that can't get it together in your Christian life, let me tell you the biggest problem. You're listening to the wrong music. You're rotting your brain out. The Bible says, forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. Proverbs 9:6. That means you're not supposed to listen to their music. Proverbs 26:10 says, the great God that formed all things both rewardeth the fool and rewardeth the transgressor. They're in trouble with God, and if you're listening to it, so are you. Proverbs 26:4 says, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest he also be you be like unto him. That means if you're participating with the fool, you're becoming like him. Would you like for me to review what you're becoming like? If you don't separate, you're going to be like them. If you lay down with dogs, you're going to wake up with fleas. Proverbs 14:6, go from the presence of the foolish man, where thou perceiveth not in him the lips of knowledge. Some of you need to stay out of the mall a little more. Down there jamming. I'd like to take some of you teenagers, I'd like to see what your radio station set on in your bedroom right now. Not that. I better move on. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 3 says, the foolishness of man perverteth his way. If you listen to the song of the fool, the Bible says you're becoming a pervert. Pervert. You say, I can't believe you said that. I didn't. Remember, I didn't write the book. I just preach it. Thanks for trying to give me credit, but I don't deserve credit. It all goes to Him. Proverbs chapter 26, verse number 1, as snow in summer and as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for a fool. Proverbs 10:21, the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. There are people in this building that will leave tonight mad at me. The Bible predicts that you will be angry with me. And you'll go out and your Christian life will just die. Why? For want of wisdom. Remember the verse? Let's see Proverbs 7:5. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. And you might have heard people preach against music before. But I showed you exactly what the Bible says the wrong kind of music will contain. What the Bible says. I didn't get up here and throw a fit and say, well, rock and roll's out of hell. I have showed you from the Bible. And have you noticed, if I wanted to, I could teach on this for the next 10 weeks in a row. Very easily. No problem. We could just keep on going. I'm not going to. You're better off to hear the rebuke of the wise than to hear the song of the fool. Now, as of this evening, you are not simple about bad music. Because simple person does not know. You have to take a choice. Will you become wise? Or will you be a fool? You'll be a fool if you reject the truth of the Bible. If I made some cute remark tonight and you want to reject that, fine. Reject it all you want. But you're going to reject the Bible. That's the question. You're going to reject the Bible. Because if you reject the Bible, you become a fool. And you're going to be a pervert. You say, how's that? You've perverted what God intended you to be. But if you obey God, a bunch of you need to get rid of some music. Then you can be wise. Proverbs 13:19 says, desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. You say, that would be terrible for me to have to change the music I listen to. That is exactly what God said you would say. He said it would be an abomination to a fool to depart from his evil. Because there is a song called the Song of the Fool. He said, what would somebody else think of me? It doesn't matter. It matters what God thinks of you. A fool won't leave his sin because to leave it, it would almost be an abomination to him. The song of the fool. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed.